With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans.
Say we go to dinner. I may have to at some point say, I'm sorry, honey, you can't eat here. Your brothers can, I can, your dad can, but you can't because they've refused to serve you.
That's Jennifer Robinson of Portage. She has a 5-year-old transgender child, and she spoke to the Portage City Council last night. The council voted 6-1 to approve a new ordinance which bans discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity. WMUK's local government and education reporter Sevilla Mann covered last night's Portage City Council meeting. She joins us via Skype. Good morning, Sevilla.
Hi, Gordon.
So in addition to Jennifer Robinson, can you give us kind of a summary of what the Portage City Council heard from citizens last night?
Sure. Well, first of all, you had good turnout for this meeting. By my estimate, you had, I think, at least 150 people there. You had about a little more than 30 people who got up to speak in favor of the ordinance. I think 4 or 5 who spoke against it. The people for said... you had people get up and share stories of discrimination that they had faced. You had people saying they hadn't faced discrimination for their sexual orientation or gender identity, but they cared about this issue and supported it anyway. From the opposing side, you had people raise concerns about bathrooms and who's using what bathroom and whether that puts women and girls at risk.
So what does the ordinance actually do now that it has been passed?
So now that it's been passed, this ordinance, it covers housing, it covers employment, and it covers what they call public accommodations. So that's basically everyday things like seeking health care or going to a business. And what it says is you can't deny someone an apartment, or you can't deny them a job, or you can't refuse to serve them at your restaurant because of their sexual orientation or their gender identity. So the way they present their gender.
So give us an idea. Why do supporters say that Portage needs such an ordinance?
Supporters say discrimination exists. It might not be obvious to everyone, especially people outside the LGBT community, but it's happened. And until now, you had no legal recourse in Portage. If your employer said, sorry, I don't like that you're gay, or for that matter, sorry, I don't like that you're straight, or I don't like that your kid is gay, and so on. So this will mean that, you know, if you were to be in that situation where someone discriminated against you for your sexual orientation or your gender identity, you could file a complaint with the city of Portage and things would go from there. You would have an option for appealing that legally.
There was one no vote against the ordinance from Councilmember Nassim Ansari. And as you noted, there were some people who got up and spoke against the ordinance. Kind of give us a summary of what opponents are saying here.
Sure. Well, for example, you had County Commissioner Scott McGraw, who said, look, I don't think that this is really a problem, this level of discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity. And he said, I don't think it's a problem because we haven't had any official complaints filed with the city of Portage.
In speaking with our city manager this week, I found out that there have been no complaints lodged about discrimination in Portage in recent memory. Even the townships where similar ordinances have passed, there were no cases of discrimination that have been levied. This is a solution looking for a problem that doesn't exist.
So you had that argument from County Commissioner Scott McGraw that there really isn't a problem there. You had some people raise concerns about bathrooms and who can use them. Does this mean men can use women's bathrooms? In fact, as an interesting legal aside from the city, legally, probably men can use women's restrooms, but not because of this law. That's just a separate issue legally. And you had some people saying, well, I just don't think this is going to prevent discrimination. Council member Nassim Ansari, who cast that lone no vote, said, this ordinance should just say no one should be discriminated against. You know, why do we need to put individual classes of people in the law?
And when does the ordinance go into effect?
It goes into effect 15 days after it's published. So it'll go to the Kalamazoo Gazette for publication. And 15 days after that, it becomes law.
Sevilla, thank you very much.
Thank you, Gordon.
WMUK local government and education reporter Sevilla Mann joining us via Skype. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.